Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Time for a weekly conversation with Bills head coach Doug Marrone. And coach, I guess the first question, Cam Newton's an obvious focus. When you're facing a quarterback with that kind of athleticism who can escape trouble, does it alter your level of aggressiveness in how you approach him?
Well, I don't know if it alters your level of aggressiveness. I think what you have to do is obviously you have an awareness, and I think it's a couple of things. One, you know, he can beat you in multiple ways, whether it's like you've talked about is he can beat you, you know, running the football. He can beat you by extending plays. He can beat you with his arm. You know, there's a lot of things that he can do. And, you know, the one thing is that when you do get close to him, you have to be able to wrap up because he's such a big player. You know, where normally a lot of those quarterbacks you can just go ahead and bring down easily, he's not one of them.
Right. Look, another good front seven that you're facing in terms of the Carolina defense this week. Were you surprised, and maybe you don't pay as much attention to this knowing it's not an opponent you'll be facing, but Seattle, you know, lead option was a part of their offense last year, and it didn't seem like they turned to that very much with Russell Wilson against Carolina. Is that just because of how athletic Carolina is and flying to the football and maybe the range of those linebackers?
Oh, I don't know, you know, what Seattle did or how Seattle wanted to attack them. I just think that, you know, I think anyone that looks at Carolina is going to know that they're, you know, a very, very good defense. That is a defense where you truly got to go in and earn, you know, everything that you get. They're not going to give you a lot of stuff out there.
I know you were pretty pleased with your own defense's red zone performance last week. Carolina didn't do too shabby either from what the statistics say. What did you see from their red zone defense?
Well, I've seen a defense, you know, now with Carolina looking at this year and last year that has really performed well. I think they run to the ball extremely well. They're sure tacklers. I think the linebackers, you know, can play sideline to sideline, downhill, intermediate routes. You know, obviously the front four, I think, you know, can make it, you know, all the plays. They're very powerful, strong, speed, you know, and they do a good job in the back end. And, you know, their safeties have the ability to play back there, but their safeties have the ability to come up and make plays, and their corners, you know, contest a lot of throws. So, they create a lot of challenges. It may look, you know, very simple from a schematic standpoint, but you always, you know, find out that the teams that are, you know, maybe a little bit more simpler schematically are usually pretty good, and Carolina falls into that category.
I know a lot was made by outside observers of the third down conversion percentage last week against the Patriots, but it seemed like a byproduct of that, too, was field position. I mean, a lot of long fields for your offense last week. You know, looking at that, how much does field position compromise play selection?
Well, every situation is game plan. So, you know, it does compromise what you're doing. Whether it's if you're backed up, you know, how do you want to handle that? You know, defenses, you know, may change a little bit. Maybe if they're an aggressive defense, they might be a little bit less aggressive when they have you backed up, or maybe they don't change at all. Then I think it starts to change in the red zone as you go through there. A philosophy of, you know, hey, we're going to, you know, concede the 3 points and defend the touchdown. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things, but I think it becomes situational football, and I think that's what we look at, and we break it down, and we try to put the best plays in there for us to convert those situations.
Finally, you're going to be out without your top kick returner this Sunday in Marquise Goodwin. I know you tried some people back there. Is your plan to go with one single replacement, or might you have a committee approach on Sunday?
No, I think, you know, we have people back there that have returned the football in the past. I think, you know, we want to put someone back there that, you know, obviously has the ability to make plays, but also is sure-handed, you know, for what we can do. I think, you know, obviously their kicker does an outstanding job. I don't know how many opportunities we'll actually have.
All right, Coach, good luck on Sunday.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Doug Marrone here on BuffaloBills.com.